to all you people back in the Shire. Turn your porch lights off because we're coming home with a trophy.
Okay, welcome to a post-game short episode of Sharkcast Pod, brought to you as per by Dyson Logistics, the Royal Motor Yacht Club, Port Hacking, and Jason Hawes of Cripps and Cripps Real Estate. I'm driving home from the awful place known as Cogra. What an absolute waste of space that place is. And the Sharks won a game. They won a local derby. They won in Golden Point with a Chad Townsend field goal. Chad didn't have the happiest of games to be really nice, and he got the winning field goal. It was one of the worst games of rugby league I've ever seen. The errors were comedic and quite sad for a bunch of people that earn so much money to go out there and catch balls and run around. It was deplorable, man. And both teams are so far from where they need to be, it is alarming. Now, happy to get the win. Happy to beat the Dragons. Not happy playing at Cogra. I'm just going to put it out there. I know that, you know, I'm friends with people who work for the club and they're doing the best they can, but Cogra just sucks. It sucks. I was sitting in my expensive grandstand seat. I was so far away from the action. I had four Dragons fans behind me in their probably 40s, early 50s, four men who were just there to ridicule and get a rise out of Shark fans. They didn't do anything to cross a line, and they were smart enough for that, but they were four of the dumbest dipshits I've ever met in my life. Sorry for the swearing. Screw those guys for starters. I'm glad we won for that reason. But had a lot more fun over on the hill, and thank you very much to specifically to Dan and to Cleve, who helped me with my phone and all the excitement of the Chad Townsend match-winning field goal. My phone popped out, and I was on my way out, and I realized that it was missing, and thankfully security let us back in, and Dan had the sense, which I didn't have, to ring my phone. Thanks to those guys for their help. Great to get the win. There is so much work to be done. We've got troops coming back. We've got two wingers coming back within a week or two. A couple of forwards as well in Hunt and Talakai. But that was an embarrassing game of rugby league. And if you saw it, then you know what I'm talking about. That was the main game on Australian TV tonight, the primetime game. And we were embarrassing. The Dragons were embarrassing. Congratulations to the Sharks for winning. Thank you for winning. It makes us feel good. Thank you for beating the Dragons. It makes us feel even better. But we're so far from where we need to be. It's quite worrying. And Fitzgibbon's coming in, and that's going to make things a lot better. And we'll have some new players as well. There's some young guys coming through, as well as the crop that we have that we're going to keep. But overall, it's a pretty deflating victory. As excited as I was to beat the Dragons. And love to hear your thoughts. We're going to podcast during the week. I've lined up a really good guest host, and we're going to get into it for sure. But I'd love to hear your thoughts. Sharkcastpod@gmail.com. You can DM us on all the socials. And if I didn't say it before, I'm driving in my car on the way home. That's why it sounds a little bit funky, probably. Chad Townsend had a very unhappy game. He got the match-winning field goal, which is fantastic, but very unhappy game. It was a Volandes game where guys were being sent from the field left, right, and centre, and a lot of penalties, a lot of six-again restarts, and I support the move to have a safer game, but it definitely is affecting the game flow, that's for sure. The Dragons completely blew that game in the end. Norman missed that field goal and had the chance to get another one in Golden Point. I think it was in their first or second set. And they blew it. They didn't go for it. So I'm lucky for them. And I'm so glad, because I really don't like those guys. I don't like their club. And I don't like being at their ground. I cannot say it enough that we need to get back to Shark Park. And if we can't get back to Shark Park, go somewhere else. Seriously. Do not put fans through another year playing in that stinkhole. Yeah, it's close to where a whole bunch of us live. I get that. If I put it in writing that I'll travel further to go watch them play, please do something, because it's not fun, man. It is not fun. Standouts from the game, I thought Will Kennedy had some really great touches. Matt Moylan probably impressed me the most, I think, out of all the team, particularly in the first half and in the later stages of the game. Trindle came on for a little bit and looked good, had a good break, set up a break. We're really missing some strike power in the forwards. There were times, particularly towards the end of regular time and also in the golden point time, where we were just looking for forwards to do hit-ups, and guys like Dugan were running sideways and we weren't making any meters anywhere. So the forwards, oh man, we need to do something about that. Moving forward, sorry for the pun. Other standouts, I don't know, Jack Williams went all right. Herodi, my man Herodi, I was standing with Josh Obi-Wan in the second half, and I said, I'm going to give Herodi a new contract based on his heart and desire. He made that really bad error with 30 seconds to go. Was that it? Yeah, like right at the end, he made that error from the tap, and it gave the Dragons the game, and they didn't take it. But Herodi, you can't be doing that, my friend. So errors like that will not be allowed when Fitzgibbon is here. I can tell you right now that they won't be allowed. But Herodi tried hard, and he made that break towards the end, which led towards the field goal. Did anyone else stick out? Anyone else? I mean, Aaron Woods had some okay runs at times, but we're just nowhere near where we need to be. So it's a very bittersweet victory. I just thought I'd jump on here because I'm a little bit pumped up. I did want to say thanks to Dan and to Beer Boy for helping me with my phone as well. So, which sounds ridiculous in this day and age, but it's just like, oh, it's my phone. What am I going to do? I also want to give thank you to everyone who's been listening to the show. I know I say it every week, but it's been really a successful year for the podcast so far, and you know, a lot more plans to come and little ideas I've got, which hopefully become big, and I really appreciate it. Met a bunch of people tonight who I hadn't met before who listened to the show, but it's always really just flattering is the word. So thank you for putting up with the ramblings. I really appreciate it. And big shout out to all the other co-hosts who I have on. A few more people that I'm targeting who I want to come on. But my little crew that I've got, I'm really lucky to have. So we got the victory. We got the double over the Dragons, which is fantastic. I don't really think we're going to march towards the finals, based on what I saw tonight. But a win is a win is a win is a win, and we'll take it. I don't mean to be overly negative. Pretty frustrated is what I am, watching a lot of that. And next week we play the Titans, I think, in Coffs Harbour. I believe that's the next game coming up. That'll be a real challenge. The Titans are a good team. So they're going to have to improve, the Sharks, on that. But maybe that gives them some confidence. We do get Talakai back. SJ may be back. I believe Ronaldo will be back. Katoa, I think, is close. I'm not sure if he'll be back or not. But we should have a few troops back for next week. Not sure about the whole being on report tonight thing or a whole bunch of guys. I'm guessing Dugan, Herodi especially, there might be some more. So that may play a part. But enjoy the win, Sharks fans. Derby, I know a bunch of you are already writing to me and the crew about Chad and everyone else, which we will happily accept and discuss. But don't forget, we beat the Dragons, and that's what matters right now. At this moment in time, we beat the Dragons. Enjoy it. Speak to you soon.
forever. Go out and play with our team. Now's the time to see good football, for the Sharks are here. Up the Sharks!